Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Dr. Sindhu Adderson is the medical director of Northwestern Medicine Immediate Care Centers, and we've got a few questions about monkeypox. Now, the fifth child has tested positive or had an outbreak of monkeypox. Is this something parents need to be concerned about?
Hi. Right now, at this time, it's mainly seen in adults, but we do, with the increase in pediatric cases, it is something that parents should keep an eye out for and just see if they're seeing any rashes with fevers. That's something that it could be in the differential given the current outbreak right now.
Well, thank you for joining us, Doctor, because I think people have questions. Immediately when the news broke, you know, a couple months ago, it was about men having sex with men. They were predominantly the group being hit with monkeypox. And as you know, it spreads. It's, you know, contagious. It's viral. So when kids go off to camp or they're in daycare, is there a concern? Because I know that the talk is that you have to have really close skin-to-skin contact, but that's what little kids do.
Yeah, I mean, right now with kids, it's such a difficult patient population to, like, really separate and avoid, you know, similar to COVID. There's, like, particularly the toddler age. I mean, we see a lot of them touching, hands and mouth, hands and eyes, you know, all of that. It's difficult to do. We try to take precautions. I mean, if your child is someone who is exposed to monkeypox, just some diligent, you know, like evaluation for any symptoms would be the key to preventing any further spread to other children, likely in their class or any congregate setting.
So you look just for a rash, and I mean, I don't know, but I've looked up the pictures of monkeypox. It looks disgusting, but I would imagine that's the end result. What does the rash look like when it starts out?
Well, it starts out as like it's called a macular papular lesion, and then it progresses to vesicles, like similar to the chicken pox, then pustules, and then scabs. Typically, we also see with monkeypox swollen lymph nodes, headache, and fevers. So if you see anything of a rash that is changing in nature, and they all are kind of in the same, like, same stage of development, that's kind of a clue to look for, consider monkeypox in your differential, particularly if your child has been around someone with monkeypox.
Somebody just sent in a text and said, this may be a dumb question, but can dogs or cats get monkeypox or transmit it to humans?
I'm not familiar with any dogs or cats getting monkeypox, but, you know, monkeypox originally originated from animals. So it's a very real, you know, there is chance that they could theoretically spread it to humans. Usually as this virus is mutate, we can see it just going from human to human, like we're seeing with monkeypox. But yeah, it's a possibility given that this initially came from animals.
And so it's not a novel virus. It's been around in Africa, you know, now it's starting to take a hold in the U.S., but will it continue to mutate as it spreads throughout this country?
Well, our assumption is with viruses, I mean, they tend to mutate in an effort to continue staying, you know, within the community. So we can assume that it can. Right now, it may be a little too late to really prevent it or stem off this sort of current outbreak that we're seeing. So, I mean, the main thing is now things like prevention, diligent hand washing. If you're part of, like, adult males in the MSM community, is attempting to get vaccinated would be so something that should be a priority right now, given it's primarily in that community as opposed to children or anything.
Right. And I know a pregnant woman now has been diagnosed. There's no vaccine for children, right? There's only vaccines for people above the age of 18?
Yes. Not that we're aware of right now. And vaccines, you know, tend to be a little difficult to get, but we don't see any. I don't believe that there are any with children, but you'd want to contact your health department if there's a situation.
And how do you know you're no longer infectious?
typically when the scabs pretty much like fall off and new skin starts starting to create, that's when you're no longer considered infectious.
And does that take a few weeks or?
It varies with everybody. So what we see, it can take like, 2 weeks to 4 weeks in most people, but it's not like COVID where everyone kind of has the same isolation. The isolation really can vary.
Dr. Sindhu Adderson is with Northwestern Medicine Immediate Care Clinic. So what's the big thing that people are coming in for these days?
We're seeing still a fair amount of COVID. I mean, right now we are seeing a bit of an uptick in monkeypox. So those are kind of our main things. I mean, summer brings a lot of injuries too. So
yeah.
we try our best to take care of those as well.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Absolutely. Anytime.